WordSpring Festival, an annual literary event run by the Writers Federation of New Brunswick, is set to take place in St. John over the weekend of May 29th to the 31st. The festival includes a Pitch the Publisher event at which aspiring writers will be able to present their works to members of the publishing industry, and the New Brunswick Book Awards to be held at Lily Lake Pavilion in Rockwood Park, as well as a number of workshops and readings. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Executive Director of the Writers' Federation of New Brunswick, Rhonda Bulmer, about what people can expect from the festival, as well as the importance of the activity of creative writing.
Our WordSpring Festival is a literary weekend for writers and for people who love words, and it's May 29th to 31st in St. John this year. We do this every year in late May or early June. It takes place in one of the major cities in New Brunswick, and this year it's in St. John. Friday evening, we have the winners of the New Brunswick Writing Competition, which is our annual provincial competition, which has been going on for decades. And so the winners will be announced hopefully this week. And then Saturday is professional development workshops. And if you are someone who's just interested in writing and you're not a professional, if you haven't published anything, you can still come. So we have Robert J. Sawyer, who is probably very well known to many people who like science fiction. He's a Canadian author who's internationally known. He's going to be doing our keynote speech on artificial intelligence, and he's also going to do a masterclass on science fiction. We have some interesting workshops based on recording your own audiobooks, spoken word poetry, marketing and publicity for writers. Sunday morning, we have a PhD student from UNB coming to talk about myth, modern myth. And Leslie Choice, who will be known to people as a writer in his own right, but he's also the publisher of Pottersville Press in Nova Scotia. He will be speaking on Sunday on fiction. And we also have the New Brunswick Book Awards, which is probably our biggest profile event on Saturday night at Little Lake Pavilion. And also we have a Pitch the Publisher on Sunday afternoon, which is already full. So we have a panel of publishers who will listen to pitches from 15 people. So that's also free. If anyone is also just interested to see how the process works, you're free to come and listen to that. And it's all happening at the Crown Plaza Harborview.
For a bit of a broader background, what the New Brunswick, the Writers Federation of New Brunswick is and does, and how WordSpring has kind of like changed over the years?
Well, the Writers Federation of New Brunswick has existed since 1985. The person that we're actually honoring at the Book Awards, Nancy Bauer, who was winning the Legacy Award, is actually one of the founding members. So we are a nonprofit incorporation. We have more than 420 members. And what we seek to do is to create community through words. Anyone who's just interested can join. We have professionals and advanced writers and beginners and emerging authors. We do the New Brunswick Writing Competition. And we also do the New Brunswick Book Awards, which is now in its 11th season. The Legacy Award is in its second year. Last year, the inaugural award was for David Adams Richards. I would say that WordSpring is our biggest event of the year. We do smaller, similar events throughout the year, and it's mostly just the opportunity for writers to meet one another, to learn from one another, to learn from more advanced writers, to honor one another's work, and to make it more visible to the public. The Writers Federation recently became a registered charity, so we can accept donations for a tax-deductible donation, which is really exciting for us because most other similar organizations in different provinces are all charities, but we just managed to achieve that this year. I'm very excited about these kinds of weekends. There's a lot of energy that comes to them from the people who are attending because they are anxious to share the work and meet with one another. Writing is a very solitary existence. And it's only when you get to share it with other people, I think, that it becomes real in some sense, and you get feedback from others and encouragement from others. So we welcome people who just want to come and see what's going on.
Why is writing important, especially in the context of a world with AI to express ourselves through writing? Why is this important still?
Oh, it's so pivotal to be able to sit and decide what you think by writing it down, I think. I mean, a lot of people are writers. They only really understand what they're trying to say until they see it in writing. That's a first draft, you know. But for people who don't consider themselves writers or don't consider themselves creative, my goodness, where would we be without being able to put our thoughts into words? If we couldn't hear what other people are thinking, we're very concerned about the rise of artificial intelligence. It's an aggregate of other people's ideas. It's sneaking in there. We're concerned about how people think it's not a big deal to lose all sense of what copyright is. You can see this very clearly in illustrations. You can download an illustration, alter it a little bit, and then say that it's yours. I think there's just going to be a lot of lawsuits coming up. This is going to be the issue going forward, and it's the issue going forward with writing too. It isn't coming up with something brand new for you. And I worry about that.
I'm just wondering, finally, what your hopes are that people will get from the festival, what they'll experience there.
That they come and they learn something new, enjoy meeting people, talking to people, reconnecting with people they may not have seen for a while, but also the really good quality workshops that they come in and they sit down and they learn something that they didn't know before. There's still room if you'd like to register, wfnb.ca/wordspring. Check out what you'd like to attend. There's some things are full, but there's the workshops, there's still room if you'd like to come. I think it's the sense of connection that comes when you put writers in a room and let them talk about a subject, and just, especially open mics, there's a magic that happens there. There's a magic of sharing. And I think people use writing to deal with their issues, with their concerns, with current events. And then when they can come and share it with other people, it seems to strengthen people. When you share your words, when you're heard, it gives people encouragement and strength in a way that other things cannot do.
You can find out more about the WordSpring Festival at wfnb.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.